like to say with a straight face, we're going to begin a new sugya. It is a new sugya, but it's part of a whole global sugya that we've been learning and hopefully continue to learn for a little more. And that's the issue related to how in the world can we somehow salvage these hadassim that seem to be growing on stolen property and runs into two serious problems. The problem is not Lachem, the problem is above the Aveira. The Gemara is really bending over backwards to try to figure out a way to be yet to the mitzvah of these hadassim. So the Gemara presents the following question on Laman of the Days, a whole new angle. First, the Gemara had spent the last month we've been talking about Yush and Shidrashus and Karka and Maisalof. And then the Gemara said, wait a second, we have a much simpler solution to the problem. And that's what we pick up on Laman of the Days. So it's sixth line of the Gemara, not such a long Gemara, a lot of Taisim. Whenever you see a daf like this, short Gemara, a lot of Taisim, you know that there's a lot of Taisim in this daf. So he asked the Gemara the following question. V'likniyua b'shini maisa. Why are we spending time figuring out whether we can acquire these hadassim through the kinyan of Yush, which is a very, very controversial kinyan altogether by Gezeva? Let's go down the easier path, the path of Shini Maisa. Shini Maisa is a Mishnah. Shini Maisa is the first Mishnah, the ninth Perek of Bava Kamma. If you steal wood and turn it into a table, if you steal wool and you turn it into a garment, so the goslin is kona the item, and he only has to return the amount of money, he has to pay the value of what the item was at the time of the gezeila, but the item itself, he gets the keep. The Gemara derives this from Sukkim, a whole sugyas in the seventh parak of Bava Kamma, ninth parak of Bava Kamma. But this has already been established. There's a kinyan shini maisa. So why doesn't the stealing of the hadassim constitute a kinyan based on the principle of shini maisa? What exactly is the shini maisa? What grandiose maisa do I do to the hadassim? So the Gemara is assuming the putting them into a lulav. I tie them up together, wrap it all up, tie a string around it, right? Tie a thing around it. So that must be the Shini Maisa. So comes the Gemara and says, no, not so fast. That Shini Maisa falls short for the following reasons. Kasavar, lulav ein tzorich eged. That, first of all, there's a big machlekes of Tanoim, whether you're ever going to tie the lulav up together in the first place. If you remember back to previous sugyas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't tie the lulav hadassim and rubbers together, you're not yotzei. You're derived from a pasuk lulav tzorich eged. We didn't even pass it that way. We pass it lulav ein tzorich eged. So nobody told you you're necessarily going to tie it all together. And even if you choose to tie it, l'chora, what the Gemara is saying is that even if you choose to tie it, which l'chadchili you're actually supposed to do because of hidur mitzvah, but since that tying is so insignificant, it's not even really a shiloh. You get the impression of the Gemara that if you would have held that you really have to do it, then we could negotiate maybe it's a shinui. But if you don't do it anyway, just taking an item and wrapping a rubber band about it, it doesn't have any real halachic significance to it. It's not ma'akiv anyway. So what kind of shinui is that? So the Gemara says, that's not going to qualify as a shinui. So lulav ein tzorich eged. But now,
so when you take a linen and you make a sweater, you see the shinui.
Right, that's a shinui.
And the hadassim, when you steal them and put them in eged or no eged, there is no shinui.
Oh, but okay.
We're the same way.
We got a while to go. I hope you're going to say the same thing in three sugars from now. You're right. You're well ahead of us in terms of that. But let's just take the Gemara face value now. So the Gemara says that the simple answer to the question is, where's the shinui maisa? Nah, for some lulav ein tzorich eged. But now the Gemara plays with us a little bit. The yim tzorich eged, a lulav tzorich eged. And even if you want to play devil's advocate, which we don't paskin like, you want to follow Reb Yehuda that lulav tzorich eged, it still falls short of being a shinui. Why? Because the shinui hachoz lebriyosehu, because it's a kind of a shinui that can easily be undone. As you say, easy come, easy go. You just unravel it. It's once again, hadas. Unlike the wood, once it's turned into table, it's going to be hard to put it back into wood again. Or maybe not. We'll have to find out about that. We'll find out about that in a moment. Well, the wool, presumably, once it's a garment, it's going to be hard to put it back to wool. We'll find out about that also. But the Gemara has just committed itself to an important principle. That yes, Shini Maisa is quite 100%. She needs a Din Deraisa, went down from Sukkim. But in order to counsel the Shinui, it has to be a Shinui that's not Chos L'Briyasa. And this Shinui of Lulav, even though it's Ad Lulav Tzorch Eged, which is highly controversial, probably not even right, Lalocha, Afa Bichain, the best that is the Shinui Achayze, and Shinui Chos B'Yasa Lo Shmei Shinui. So Ad Kan Tevegamo. That's it. So this is where our Sukkim begins. What are the parameters of the statement of Shinui Chos L'Briyasa? Is this really a true statement? And if it is, why is it a true statement? What does it apply? What are the ramifications of the statement? So we're really going to begin to learn a subcategory of the sugya of Shinui Koine. This statement of the Gemara, quote, Shinui Chos L'Briyasa. So one cannot even begin to understand these two, three lines of Shabbatai in this Gemara without learning the first sugya in the ninth parak of Bava Kama. So let's see what we're going to try to do that tomorrow. So the beginning of the ninth parak of Bava Kama. I don't know if I said, I'm not sure if I said that on the mic. I just sought to bring more of a comment. I'm not sure whether no. That particular signal was said. I don't remember. No, those who have a good number of a comma.
Ninth pair.
Ninth pair. Give him the ninth pair of a comma. Let's take a look at Tzadi Gimel of a Beis. Opening mission, the ninth pair of a comma. Tzadi Gimel of a Beis. Hagoizel eats him. Person steals wood. And he turns it into furniture, into utensils. Or Samri steals wool, turns it into garments. Mishalim kishasek gezela. So he pays what the value of the raw materials, the wood and the wool, was at the time of the gezela. Obviously, he does not return the item itself. If he's paying for the value, he's paying dom, he's paying kasef, obviously he gets to keep the thing itself, which is basically the Mishnah recording to us, the principle of Shini Koine, the famous Mishnah. So the Gemara just picks up on an important detail about this Mishnah. Let's skip ahead to the Gemara, the first two lines of the Gemara. Amri. Eitzim v'yason kelim in, shifan lo. Tzema v'yason begodim in, livnan lo. The Mishnah almost gives you two extreme cases of shina. You know, wood doesn't become a table right away. There are a few stages along the way. So we take a piece of wood, and before you could turn it into a table, you have to first smooth it out. You have to sandpaper down. That's shifon. Well, let's say wool. You can't just take wool off a sheet and turn it into a suit. You have to first clean it up. You got to first, like we're learning the chushabas, libun, laben. You have to wash it off first. So yes, the Gemara, why? If the Mishnah is trying to describe the physical change of an item vis-a-vis Hilchos Gezeila, at that point, the Gazni gets to keep the item. What jump all the way down? Why do you have to start off by saying, Hagoizel eitz v'yason kelim? That implies that only when it's finally a table, then the Gazlan's kind of. Forget about being a table, just the mere fact that he smoothed off the wood. It's a shin, it's different. It used to be a log, a rough ended log of wood, and now it's a nice smooth board. Now it's ready to be made into furniture. Isn't that enough machinery? Well, let's say the parallel case when it comes to the wool. Why does the Mishnah have to jump all the way down the process, to the end of the beged? Typically, that when you first washed off the wool, it used to be dirty, filthy wool off the sheep, but now it's a nice, beautiful wool, clean, laundered wool that's ready to be used for the garment industry. Why doesn't that constitute a shemitz? That's the Gemara's question. Why does the Mishnah jump so far? So the Gemara, let's skip a little bit down to Amar Abaye. So the first one we want is Kishas Exeil. So Abaye gives the following answer. Amar Abaye. Tana didan, ktani shimei dirabonan dehadra, the kol shekein shidu diaraisa. Abaye says, the chiddush of our Mishnah is to tell me a shinoi that actually would not qualify as a diaraisa dika shinoi. What does that mean? Why wouldn't it qualify as a diaraisa dika shinoi? Because it's hadra. What does hadra mean? A chozer. It's a davra chozer. That means the quote unquote shinoi that you did is reversible. What does that mean? So the Gemara continues. So the Kol Shekein Shidu Diraisa, Eitz of Yason Kelim. What's the Eitz of Yason Kelim of our Mishnah? The Eitz of Mishupin, Umayninu Nisarim, the Shini Dahad Lebriyasu, the Yiboy Mashlef Lahu. Comes the Gemara and says that the Hagoizel Eitz of Yason Kelim doesn't mean you stole logs of rough, unsmoothed down wood. No. It means that you stole planks of wood that were already smoothed down beforehand. What all you did was you took those planks of wood and turned them into a table and turned them into a piece of furniture. So guess what? Is that a shinoi? Not such a great shinoi. You know why? That's a shinoi. Yechaz lebriyasa. You could just pull out the nails, take it apart, and you're planks of wood again.
You have the holes. It cannot go back to what it was.
Yeah, close enough. Close enough to what it was. So comes the Mishnah and says, even that's a shinoi. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is not like we thought the Mishnah is saying, you need 100 things in order to be a shinoi. No. The Mishnah is highlighting that you barely need anything to be a shinoi. Even the shvachas, the lowest, the most inferior kind of a shinoi, something that was already smoothed down, and what you're doing as a shinoi achayzer, that's also considered to be a shinoi. Chal vachomer, if you took rough wood and you smoothed it, that's takanat chazal b'yos. You can't make it rough again. It's hard to make the smooth wood rough again. So for sure that's considered to be a shinoi. And then Abaye learns a parallel thing when it comes to the wool, the same pismo. We'll leave out the details of the garment making for now. The idea of the Mishnah according to Abaye is to highlight that not only is the Shinui D'oraisa Kohenah, which is a Shinui She'ein Achayz L'Briyasai, even the Shinui Achayz L'Briyasai is also Kohenah, albeit with the Rabbanim. So you can already begin to see red flags going away. So, wait. How is that going to impact the Nasugim and Sakasukah? Hang in there for now. So this was Abaye's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara skips down a little bit, and Rav Ashi Omar, skip down the first one line is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar, a few lines down. Rav Ashi Omar, Tani Didon Na Mishnah Deraisa Tani. No. Rav Ashi says, our Mishnah also is talking about the real bona fide Shini, Shini Deraisa, Shini Desat Chazer. What's the case of the Mishnah? Eitz Mison Kalim. When it says that you took wood and turned it into Kalim, it doesn't mean you turned it into a table. Bukhani Danushifa. All it means is you smoothed off the wood. The kli that the Mishnah is referring to doesn't mean a ready, a complete table. It just means a smooth piece of wood and this parallel kind of a thing for the tzemer as well. So basically, Rav Ashi and Abaye are arguing as taich in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is very unclear. What kind of kelim are we talking about? A gezel eitz v'son kelim, that's a shinu. What's the case? So Abaye said it's a shinu d'rabbanon because it's chayzer. And Rav Ashi says, no, it's not. It's a shinu d'raisa. So now we have only one basic question to ask ourselves. In the worldview of Rav Ashi, why does Rav Ashi disagree with Abaye? And that's critical to know, because Rav Ashi gets the last word. He's Basra, he's 100 years after Abaye. So he wrote the Gemara. He's going to get the last word in on the Sugya. Why did Rav Ashi veer away from Abaye's Pshat? Abaye had a pretty decent Pshat, pretty working Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a Shini there. But Rav Ashi says, no. The Mishnah is a Shini deraisa. The Mishnah is talking about a Shini she'ein chozer. Why? What's Pshat Rav Ashi?
Maybe because he holds that only somebody that calls melacha can be.
Oh, okay. So let's analyze purely from a stylistic point of view. How do you read a Gemara like this? Abaye came up with this grandiose kipta with a halacha lamaisa that there's a concept called the Shinah D'Rabbanan, and Rav Ashi gave an alternate Pshat in the Mishnah. So yesh ladun. Is Rav Ashi's argument with Abaye a halachic argument, or simply a literary slash textual argument? Did Rav Ashi veer away from Abaye's Pshat because he thought the Pshat was fundamentally flawed, because he disagreed halachically with Abaye, because Rav Ashi really truly thought that there is no such thing as a Shini D'Rabbanan? If it's not a Shini D'Rais, if it's not a Shini Shebechazer, it doesn't exist. Who made up Shini D'Rabbanan? We state Shini D'Rabbanan, no such thing. So it could be that Rav Ashi veered away from Abaye's Pshat because he held that a Shini Achozer is not just not a Shini D'Rais, it's not even a Shini D'Rabbanan, it's a garnish, it's a nothing. Or maybe not. Maybe Rav Ashi didn't disagree with Abaye. We want to minimize the Machlekes. Rav Ashi doesn't disagree with Abaye conceptually, he disagrees with Abaye textually. It's rather odd that the Mishnah was trying to highlight the Din Shivui and forgot to tell us the Din Deraisa and starts off the parak with the Shini D'Rabbanan. It's a little bit strange from a textual, from a stylistic point of view. But the Ikaron, is Abaye right that there's a Shini D'Rabbanan and a Shini D'Rabbanan? Yes, very possible. So it's unclear just from reading Tzadikim of Amaze what the answer to that question is. Now, of course, if you go back to Sukkah for a second, which of those two Pshatim is going to read much smoother than Agamara? Agamara said in a second, let's remember the Shach Matai and Agamara in Sukkah. Agamara said, why are we drinking a cup to be kind of the Hadassim with Yush and Shini Rishus? What happened to Shini Maisa? So you have two stages. Agamara says, well, it's not a Shini Maisa, Lulav Ein Tzarech Hegen. And I'll play with you, Agamara says, even if Lulav Tzarech Hegen, it's a Shini Hawa, Hachaz L'Briyasa. And therefore, it's what? And therefore, presumably, what's the simple Pshat in the Gemara? It's a Shini Hachaz, and it's a nothing. It's a zero. Really, it's a zero? Oh, wait a second, not so simple. So that statement in the Gemara in Sukkah, it's a zero. Abaye could never have made that statement. Could Rav Ashi have made that statement? Depending on what you think about our question. So now, how to learn Pshat in Sukkah is all of a sudden going to hinge on Bava Kamma. These two sugyas have now become joined to one another, because depending on what you learn Pshat in the Ultima Chlegs and Rav Ashi and Abaye is going to impact on what you think the Gemara Sukkah is saying.
So if Rav Ashi doesn't argue with Abaye about conceptually that there, if Rav Ashi holds that there could be...
Could be, just that's unlikely to me.
What would be the case? Meaning it's not Shinui HaKhoz L'Briya. What would be the case of Shinui D'Rabbanan according to Rav Ashi?
No, it would be the same as Abaye.
But that's not the mission.
You mean according to the Pshat that there's no real Halacha Machlegs? There could be any Shinui HaKhoz. It would be Karnabid D'Rabbanan. Just the mission is not talking about that. The Mishnah is talking about Shinuyim Deraisa. What would
no,
the
No, but the case of the Mishnah is talking about is a Shinuyim Hachozo the Briyasa.
No, it's not because Rav Ashi changed the facts. He said that the case in the Mishnah is taking wood and just smoothing it, not actually making it to the table. So it's not analysis. That's what Rav Ashi said at the end. Tana Dila Namashi Deraisa, the eighth of a sudden killed Bukhari to have Shifan. That is Shifan. It is smoothing the
food. So when you cut them, when you cut the other thing, you may get to that problem.
Oh, the cutting of that, you want to know why isn't the cutting itself for sure? You got to hold on for that also.
And
you're setting
also,
the stage for the whole sugya.
Not only that, it's also something that cannot be Hosea Libriyato.
We got a long way to go with the Sedasim. I don't know if we're going to finish that by Sukkot time, with the Sedasim. Definitely not by Purim time, I can guarantee that. So everything is hinging upon how to read Shadis Gemara. So what's the answer? How do you read this Gemara inside of Gimel? So the answer is you can't learn the Gemara inside of Gimel in a vacuum. You got to go a little further. So let's take a look on Daf Sadi Bava Mabez. The Bava Mabez, it's about 8 or 9 lines from the top. The last one line is Ba'omar. So the Omar Apapa. 9 lines from the top of the thing. Last one learns about Amra Papa. Haiman de Gozel Nascha Mechavre. A person stole from his friend a bar of metal. Steals a bar of gold, bar of silver from his metal. Va'avid Zuzig. And he turns them into coins. We're not addressing the counterfeit angle of these coins right now. He makes them into coins. Lo Kani, he is not Kaina. Why not? That sounds like a shimmy to me. It used to be a bar of metal, now it's a coin. Looks like a pretty different object to me. No, my time, Hadavidlunascha. Says the Gemara. You could just melt down the coins again and turn it right back into a bar of metal again. So, my Hanilan. If we had to use the phrase, Hadavidluhu is the Aramaic translation for a Shini HaChayzer, basically. Hadar means you can undo it. But the other way around, Zuzi Biavdilunascha. What if you start off with coins and you melt them down into being a bar of metal? Kani, that would be a key, right? My Amr's Hava Adlu Zuze. What do you mean? You can turn it back into coins again? Padam Chadash's Bolokan. Those are really different coins. Those are really a different shape. The original coin, the shape, the figure, that's a different coin. So when you're going in the direction from bar of metal to coin, that's called the Shini Achaz Libriya. So, because it could easily go back to being just a slab of metal. At Kandi Begumar. So if you would just read this Gemara Kipshuto, Rav Papa's making a statement. Rav Papa, again, is not quite the period of Rav Ashi. He's a drop before. On the other hand, he's ready after Abaye. So he's running almost right smack in the middle. Now Rav Papa is a stump of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't question this. It's a stump of the Gemara that's evolved in Baba Kama. I'm Rav Papa. If I had to suggest, it would appear to me that Rav Papa is taking a stand on our issue, and Rav Papa is saying, Ashinya Chazuyasa is not a kingdom. It's not a kingdom. There is not a kingdom. Rabban. Rav Papa is telling us Lamais. He's not telling us theoretically what Moshe Rabbeinu would say. He's telling us Tachas Lamais and Shabbat. This is not a kingdom because it's Ashinya Chazuyasa. That's the Pasha Pshat in this Gemara. That's what the Rosh actually says. The Rosh says, you see from this line, the Gemara Tzadivav Mabez, the correct way to learn back in Tzadiv Gimel Mabez. And in effect, we paskin that Shinya Chaz Lebriyaso is a garnish, is a nothing, which is really, it could be the Sar belief, because that fits in nicely into our Gemara Masechta Sukkah. Wonderful, right? So the Rosh says, Tapa Poshut, this Gemara, Papa's committing ourselves to one side of the Shaila. Until you look at Tosis. A little tiny Tosis. The Abdi Zuzi Lokoni. So the guy took a slab of metal and turned it into a coin. It's no good. Why is it no good? The Gemara just said why it's no good. Because it's a Chayz L'Briyasei. Listen to Taisus. Davka Avdi Zuzei. The only reason why it's no good is because the fellow turned it into coins. Aval Osam in Anaska Kli. What if he made it into a utensil? You go Kaishel, Kesef. He made it into a Kiddush, into a Becher. Koni. Then the Kiddush would be good. Afa Gavda Hada Avdi Nasa. You could take a Kiddush cup and melt it down into metal again. The logora, it's no worse than the sorn v'sorn kalim. Aval zuzi levein, it's the other case where ain't teres chashivas alein kolkach. What did Tosha say? Tosha just took out Gemara that said, metal going to coins, not the kinyan, because it's chos l'briyoso, says Tosfos, not exactly.
There's a way to figure
that's it. Not the only reason why. That's true, because anyway, it wasn't such an ayah shini in the first place. To go from metal to coins, to go from metals to coins is not so choshen anyway. So a very insignificant shini, a chayzer, is gornish. But if it would be a real, true, blue shini, a very choshen shini, that would be chayzer, so what? A shini chayzer is kinda. Who is Tosfos quoting? He's quoting Minasar Son Ken. Who's he quoting? He's quoting Abaye. Tosfos just said, we pass like Abaye. Tosfos took this gemara that the Rush used as a proof positive that Rav Ashi disagreed with Abaye and said, oh, Raya, and Tosfos just said, it's not true. This gemara doesn't say anything. So we're back to square one. We're mamish back where we started from. We have a machlekes and Rishonim, had a little shot in the machlekes of Abaye and Rav Ashi, and ultimately our gemara reads smoothly according to one, doesn't read as smoothly according to the other until we find out a little bit later what the answer to that question is. So we're back to where we are now. It's a chazar, recap what we're up to. We know that shini is kona midaraisa. And we know that to be a shini kona midaraisa, it has to be a shini she'en achayis. That's the chayk lo yav. That's the fair shi gemara. Can't argue with that, at least not yet. Can't argue with that. Is there an institution of a shini derabonon, of a shini achayzer? According to Abaye, yes. According to Rashi, maybe. Unclear in the Gemara Baba Kama Tadi Gimel, unclear in Tadi Vav, unclear in the Rishonim. We're not quite sure Lamaisa, but if it's a Kinyan, the best it is a Kinyan to Rabban. More than that, it's not going to be. Could anybody question what I just said and go one step further and say, I want to make a case that if it's a Shinoi, it's Konami Deraisa, no matter what. Even if it's a Shinoi Chazer. I'm fully aware of the fact that I'm contradicting an explicit Gemara, Abaye, Rashi, I got that. I'm against the Mefarshi Gemara, so I got that. Is there any dissenting view on the page anywhere? Does anybody ever say such a thing, that a Shini HaChazer is so good, that's a real bona fide kidding, even on a level of Deraisa? I want to know, does that third possibility, that logical possibility even exist on the page of the Gemara now?
Isn't the case the paradigm where you take a beam, put into your house, that becomes a shino, but can't you just give that board back?
Yeah, that's the best raya for me. Why? Because that's not a tekonah midaraisa. The Gemara says it was a special tekonah smeirish, because otherwise the guy's not going to want to bank that, knock down his own house. But meikra didn't want it because of it. Probably because it's a shino chayse. Probably. So let's take a look at a Gemara we've spoke about before. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama. On, we're going to pick it up from. We'll find this. Tice is in one place. There are two parts of the Gemara. We should get both of them. Okay, let's pick it up from. The Dafa doesn't have the Oisius on top. Some of Vav and Aleph. You've seen that Gemara before. So Vav is the Gemara that's missing in the Vilna Shasta page. Some of Vav and Aleph. Some of Vav and Aleph. Some of the Gemara's printed the Oisius, but some of the old ones don't have it. Omer Rava. It's about 12 lines or so from the top. First one of the line is Akshav. Amar Rava, Shinui Koine Ksivul Tnina. Everybody knows Shinui is Koine. That's like a given, says Rava. Not even up for discussion. There's a pasuk to support the idea of Shinui Koine, and there's a Mishnah to support the idea of Shinui Koine. Ksivul, what's the mark on the pasuk? The Heishvas Akzela Shagozo. Ma Tavanova Shagozo. Why does the Torah say you have to return what you stole? Obviously, you stole it. What do you mean? If it's a stolen item, then you stole it. So what do you mean, Ashagozo? That's superfluous. Ashagozo comes to teach me the following. If the item is still intact, then you return the item itself. And if the item is not intact anymore, i.e., it was nishtana, then you just pay cash. That is the source, says Rabba, for the principle of Shini Koine. Posyon Chubash Shini Koine. And what's the Tanina? What's the Mishnah by Gali? Hagoy's late to my son Caleb, to my son begotten, but I'm a Shagza, our Mishnah, back in the beginning of the ninth. So Rabba says, Menon, immediately the source for Shinikoine is Ashagozal. Who remembers back from a while ago another source for Shinui Konya? Another pasuk for Shinui Konya?
The Esnan Zona.
Remember the Esnan Zona story? A Maisa story, the Gemara in the Balance of Adam and Abayis. The guy gives grapes to the Zona and she turns it into wine. Machlekes HaTanan, can you bring that wine to Mizbech and out? So Beis Hillel says yes. And what's Beis Hillel's makor? The Gemara says at the bottom of, take a look at the very, very bottom of Samachem and Beis. Let's go down to the bottom, four lines to the bottom of Samachem and Beis. The Sanya, Nosla, Besnana, Chite, Beson, Seiles, Zeise, Beson, Shemin, Anom, Beson, Yayin, Tani Chad, also the Tani Chad, Machlekes HaTanan. One Bryce says also, one says Mukta. From Rav Yosef, Tani Gurim, the Mispirek. We had a Brisa from Gurim, from Mispirek. I don't remember any other place in Shas hearing about him, but he was the author of this Brisa. That Beishamai Oysir Beisil Matirin, my time with the Beishamai, the Chsiv Gam, the Rabba Shinayim, who Beisil Lahim Velo Shinayim. Beisil says the Mokor that the wine is Mutter is because of Ziyasakas Lahim Velo Shinayim. Now, if you remember, the Gemara said, Beisil happened to be the ones who hold. Shinui Konya by Gzela. Remember we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. It's the same din. It's the same halacha. If you hold that Shinui Konya, then you hold that Esten Zayin is Mutter also by Day Shinui. It's the same identical issue. Just to review for a moment, how is it the identical issue? What in the world my Indian Gzela ate sell Esten? The fact that Shinui Konya by Gzela, what does that have to do with Esten Zayin? So remember we said over a vort, the Tosis begins to say that Machon elaborates upon. All the Rashivas basically say the same idea. Shinui Konya is a kolotar kulashayim. It's not a localized gzeilashayim. What Shinui Konya means is when an object undergoes a change, however you define significant change, it underwent a significant change. Is it the same object or not? Is a table ultimately the same cheftz of a piece of wood, or is it a different cheftz of a gamri? Manafkamina, do all the halachas that are govern the original cheftz carry over or not? So if you hold Shinui is Konya, what that means is it's not the same cheftz. And it's not the same chavtza, therefore, the wine is mutter, because I didn't give wine to the zon. I gave grapes to the zon. The wine is a different chavtza. It's not chal on Hashem Esna. And, for the same reason, the gazlan has a chiyuv to be meshiv the gazela that he stole. I didn't steal the table. I stole wood. The wood's not here anymore. Do me something. So whenever the gazlan can't fulfill the mitzvah, it's a gazela, but mainly he's kind of. So the sugya shini kind of is a kolotar kula to gashayla. Yesem chavtza, nishtem chavtza. Who sees Akasha coming out? So we have two sugis that talk about Shinui. We have a sugi about Gezer that talks about Shinui, a sugi about Ez that talks about Shinui. And it's the same sugi. The Gemara said the first, it's the same exact sugi. What's the Kasha?
So if it's Chashav Ka'achar, so why should anyone entertain the possibility that Chayzul Briyoso should work?
Okay, so we're going to have to figure out how Chayzul Briyoso fits into this Lomda Shashayla. We're going to get that. It's down the line a little bit. Hopefully today. But just a more basic, more fundamental question, more basic question. I have two sugyas that are discussing Shinui Konya. One in the realm of Gezeilas, one in the realm of Esten Zayin, and the Gemara committed it to Hanukkah. The Gemara just connected two sugyas.
Why do you need two?
The Gemara is the Brisa that they still hey below Shinayim. They still discover America, hey below Shinayim. And Robert discovered Pesach Zeshe Gozel. It's so similar. Why do you need two sugyas for? It's identical. Now, until I told you 2 minutes ago that they're the same sugya, you would have said, Rabbi, of course they need two sugyas. They're not doing each other. No, they have everything. It's just the same sugya. According to what Tosfos says, Beferish, that it's the exact same sugya because it's the same either yes, the same chavtza, or just the same chavtza. Once you commit the two sugyas to being identical, what do you need two sugyas for? So this is not my kasha, this is Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos on Samachem Beis, the bottom Tosfos, Heim below Shemayim, Tosfos poses this question. Tema. The besomuch nafkale the rabba, the shini koina, mikwa harina. The chsiba shagozo, kein shagozo yachsir. How you talking? So we're going to skip down a little bit. Venir lari. A few lines out of this. Venir lari. The la kamon mayre. I'm afraid to even say it. Bishinui hachayzu libriya. So. What does she say? The near the re, the come on, Mary. Later on, in the Rabba's discussion, Rabba's additional seemingly superfluous pasuk, is referring to not regular shinoi. No. To what? To a shinoi chazal b'yasu. And that's the chiddush of Rabba. What Tosis just told us is what until 5 minutes ago we said was impossible. Namely, Tosis just said there are 2 degrees of shinoi kaimeh, and they're both min haTorah. And you know why you need 2 psukim? Because if it would only be 1 pasuk, I would have only said, well, that's a shinoi. All the examples of Esther, what were they? Grapes to wine. Go take a bottle of wine and turn it back into a grape. Go do that. Go take a piece of bread and turn it back into flour again. You can break it into bread, you can't turn it into flour again. Go take olive oil and turn it, go stick it, become an olive again. Those are all examples of shinoi's. Good morning. I don't need rabba for that. I don't need ashagazo for that.
So just give me the ashagazo pasuk. Wouldn't you know the other one also?
You tell me. If I would have had the other pasuk, what would I have said? If I had only had 1 pasuk, what would I have said?
Eino chozer lebriyaso.
I would have said that.
The pasuk would have taught us that chozer lebriyaso is.
The pasuk just says ashagazo. I have no idea what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk is either talking about chozer or not chozer. If I already have a pasuk that's talking about Eino Chozer, then I could stick the second pasuk into teaching me the additional chiddush of Chozer. But if I only have 1 pasuk, then I have to Eino by the chiddush. I have to limit it in scope and say it's talking about a shini. Yeah, how come I skin a shini? That's an Eino Chozer. So you need 2 psukim to go that extra mile, says Tosis. What Tosis just told us is a startling statement. Tosis just told us that it's Rabba on Sarachim and Aleph, when Sarachim and Aleph, when he's Bechadish, Asher Gozal, he is not Mechadish, the basic din of Shinui Kaina. I don't need Rabba for that. I have Tanoi, my base silver ready for that. I got that on the bottom of the last one. The breakthrough of Rabba is that even a Shvach, a Shinui, that's a Shinui HaChazer, is Kaina. To what degree is it Kaina, Rabbi Yisai? Kaina Deraisa. Gevalt, Kishrigi, what do you do with the whole Sugya on Daf Tzadi Gimel, Abai, says, Fakert. What, the first Bechon is the Bayan Rabba in the world? Ayurvashi says, in other words, there is a third sheet of floating around that doesn't appear in Tzadi Gimel. Tzadi Gimel, all the other Amoraim were assuming there's only 1 pasuk for Shinui Kaina, and you know what the real Makor of Shinui Kaina is? That's the real Makor, which teaches us as a Din Klali called Tarkus, the B'chavtzim call it a day. That's the real Makor, and there is no other Makor. You want to tell me that a Beis Din at some point in history made up a Din D'Rabban of Shinui Achayz, Mishuk Takanas HaShavim, to make life easy for the Baal Tshuva? Maybe. Maybe yes, or maybe not. But to say it's deraisa, it wasn't Eila Adas on that Tzadi Gimel, that should be deraisa. It's only Eila Adas in Rabba on Sebechayim. So Rabbi said, we've discovered now 3 different shittas in Amoraim. What a take is on a Shinui HaChozer. Either it doesn't exist at all, that was the Rush's version of Rav Ashi. Exists with the Rabbanan, that's Abaye and Tosa's version of Rav Ashi. Or it exists even deraisa, that's Tosa's version of Rabba. Comes the
Rabbah gives 2 Mishnayos to back up. Right. One of them is our Mishnah, which is ambiguous.
Right, and Rabbah is clearly learning. How is Rabbah clearly learning in our Mishnah?
Like,
he's learning
like
that Tashina Chazer.
Like a Baye.
Right, and it's Kona B'Daraisa.
And the second
Mishnah. And the second one is also potentially a Shinya Chazer, because the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Gimel talks about this very Mishnah as a possible Shinya Chazer. It's a Tosis makes all. If you take a look at the bottom of the state, Tosis goes through this Cheshman. Tosis makes the cheshbon about that, right? So
can be different between the examples. Anavim, that the Mishnah that we call Anavim goes to 1. Really, it's not a problem that it doesn't chozer libriya to, but it's bria hadasha.
Right, but it's never. But the bottom line is that the original case of the Esten Zona, the wine is not coming grapes again. So no matter what, it's never going to come grapes again. So that's a real bonus, but that's a shinui that's good l'chalodayis. The chiddush of Rabba is that even 1 step less than that is also good min haTorah. That's the breakthrough of Rabba. So Rabbi said, notwithstanding this Tosis, there's no Gemara that quotes such a shita. It's Tosis reading into Rabba. If you could solve Tosis's problem in a different way, then Tosis's phantom shita may not even exist. There may be nobody who holds that shinui chozer is going to be the raisa. That's what the Ketzai says at Haile against Tosis. The Ketzai says he doesn't think that Tosis's chiddush gadol is necessarily correct. Says the Ketzai from Mechilas Kav, the healing about Tosis, there's a almost better reason, better answer to Tosis's kasha. What's the answer? Says the Ketzai, if you open up Gemara, and I'm putting my comments, I'll say about that. It's a Gemara Maseches Tmura. So the famous Gemara Maseches Tmura that the Ketzayis remembered and dug up, and he says, if you read that Gemara, then you'll chop what's really going on in the sugya. So we'll say it the kids are outside. There's a famous, famous machlokes, beginning Maseches Tmura, spans about three blot or so, a very, very lumdish conceptual machlokes. It's called Chomai de Omer Rachamana Lo Savid, I Ovid Mahani, I Ovid Lo Mahani. When the Torah says, don't do such and such an action, I didn't listen. I did it. Did it register? Can a chalos take place against the Torah's warning? The Torah says, don't eat chazir. There's no chalos to talk about, so it's a moot discussion. But when the Torah says, don't do the following, which is basically don't do the following chalos, and I went ahead and I did it, did the chalos take place or did it not take place? So the Gemara, why the Gemara get into that discussion on Tamura first? That's classic Tamura. Lo yachni fenu v'lo yamiro. So the Torah says, don't make Tamura, don't take it out of its kaddish and transfer it to another man. Now I do that. And there the Torah says, and by the way, if you did it, fayhus marasu yakodesh, it will take effect, in effect. So that's the rule, is that the exception to the rule. So that's the Gemara goes for three blocks. We'll give you an example. One classic example the Gemara gives is, it's oynish yigirish. Person is anes, a girl, Nara, and now the Torah says that if she wants, a father wants, he has to marry her. Lo yuchal l'shalcho klemov, he's not allowed to give her a get. He goes and gives her a get. He's get chal, not chal. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The Torah said, don't do it. So Abai says, well, the Torah said, don't do it. But Lamai said, it happened. And Rabbi says, no. Lo yuchal means, doesn't mean you're not allowed to do it. It means you're incapable of doing it. So the Gemara has about 10 different nafkaminas, and every single nafkamina says, no, there's a pasuk for here, and there's a pasuk for this, and this one. At the end of the day, the Gemara throws up and says, Babai v'rov v'mai pligi, and then the Gemara says something that's not even clear what the answer is. So it's about three blot or so, and we're not even sure what the end of the sugi is. I have very, very fond memories of those couple of blots for the following reason. It happened to be that right when we got engaged to my wife, I was learning Maseches Tmura at the time, and I was learning those sugyas, and when we got married, I was still learning the sugya was so long, and we weren't engaged for 9 weeks, I was still the same sugya 9 weeks later. It indicates two things. It indicates it was a very, very long sugya. It also indicates that I didn't learn all that much in those 9 weeks, I was doing other things. But that's the sugya of Yavad Lomahani. So in the middle of that sugya, the Gemara asked the following question. The Gemara says, wait a second, the Torah says, don't steal, but we know there's a din of Shina Torah. How can that be? How can that be a din of Shina Torah? Because anyway, the Torah says don't steal. So in effect, if you hold like Rava, that Yavid Lo Mahani, so when the Torah says don't steal, what did I not do? I didn't steal. I mean, it didn't register Zela. It's an Aveira. I did a terrible Aveira. Nanesh and Shemaifer. But nothing happened. So when I go into your backyard and I grab your animal, nothing happened. Because the Torah says it can't happen. Licked in the phrase, lo sigzol, it can't happen. So he asks the Gemara, wait a second, if it can't happen, how is Shina Koine? That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Abai, he says, the Torah says, don't steal, but if you did it, it registers as an act of skizela. So then we can discuss Shina Koine. But if you're like Rabba, I didn't steal it. How can I be Koine when I didn't steal?
Because it's a different...
You mean I stole it, but you still...
No, I didn't steal it. My sigzel didn't happen. Because the Torah says it can't happen. So it's a strange, the Gemara's cash, not my cash, the Gemara's cash. Because according to Rava, how could Shini ever be Koine? So you know what the Gemara says? I'll tell you how Shini is Koine. Because it says in the Chumash, Behishim is Egzela, Asher Gozel, Im Ke'en Sher Gozel Yachzir, Dem Lav Don Be Al Mechayev. Go do me something. It's a posse in Chumash. It's a posse. What does that mean? Well, what was the Gemara's cash with the Gemara's Teretz? It says the Gemara's cash was like this. Of course, there's a baseline halacha that a chefza that's changed is not the same chefza. I don't need psukim about Asher Gozel to teach me that. That's a given. Esnam Zayin teaches me that. Hein V'lo Shini Ham teaches that. I know that's true. A chefza that's not the same chefza is not the same chefza. Finish. If it was changed, it's not the same chefza. But the Gemara was bothered. Wait a second. But that's not enough to be kind of. Because the only way it can be coined by Gezeira, it's not to say it's a different chefza.
You have to have done a Maisa Gezeila on it. Your Gezeila has to have registered as a Gezeila. And if your Gezeila didn't register as a Gezeila, well, what are you going to be kind of? If an article is sitting in my backyard and a shooting happens to it, how are you kind of? You're not kind of. If and when you do a Gezeila and it registers in Allah as a Gezeila, and then a shooting happens, then we can discuss you being kind of. So the Gemara said, according to Rava, there was never a Gezeila because Yavid Lobahani. So how can you tell me that the regular Dinah Shini Koin is going to be enough? That's not going to help me. What do I need? In order for Shini to be kind of a Gezeila, I need a Gzeres HaKosov. I need the Torah to tell me that even though you didn't go to do a Gezeila, you did enough of a quasi make-believe hocus pocus Gezeila for Shini to be kind of. But it wouldn't be covered by the regular Dinah of Shini Koin because of that problem of Yavid Lomahani. So it tells that's the answer to the kasha. Why Rabbi needs a pasuk? Why in Rabbi enough? So if all of a sudden discovers and says, "Oh, by the way, gee, how do I know Shini's going to?" Ah, oh, because of Asher Gozal, what happened to Esther and Zoyna? The answer: Esther Zoyna wouldn't have carried the day. Esther and Zoyna is great when you're dealing with halachas, and Esther and Zoyna, you're dealing with halachas that you want to know is yes shem chefta, nish shem chefta. But in order for it to become a gazela, you need more than that. You have to first establish as a ma'aseh gazela, and the only way to establish gazela that it could be kind is the gzeres hapasuk. So the Ketzel says, according, I didn't make up this Teretz as a Ketzel. I just took it right out of the Gemara in Temura. If that's the answer, then Tosa's answer is not right. And if Tosa's answer is not right, then there's nobody on the page, on any page in Shas, who says that a Shini HaChayzer is Karmin HaTorah. Nobody holds such a Shita. Not even Rava. Because what prompted Tosa to say it was to answer this Kasha, why do you need to psuk him? And the Ketzel says, I have a better answer. I have the Gemara's answer in Maseches Tevorah. So when all the dust settles, Rabbi say, let's see if we can answer this question now. Shini HaChayzer, Yekon and Nakon. What's the answer to that question? Oh my goodness. So many variables. So we'll see if we can go through it our heads again. The only one who I could say with certainty what he holds, there's only one person out there I know for sure what he holds. Abaye. Abaye said, Shini HaChayzer is Kon HaDerban not Midiraisa. That, I don't have any suffering about. What did Rav Ashi say? I have absolutely no idea. It's Machlokes Tosfos in the Rosh. What did Rabbah say? I have no idea. It's Machlokes Tosfos in the Ketzos. I have no idea. I have no idea what anybody else said about the topic. But I know the middle ground, that I know. The Rabbanan I know. The two extreme views, that's not kind at all. I have no idea who really holds that way. I have no idea what anyone holds as their eyes. Again, this is all just a prelude back to Agamemnon's system. Rabbi said, we've been learning a lot of the riots back and forth. Let's get to the heart and soul of the matter. What do you think the din should be? If I were to stop you and ask you, Shini HaChayzer, Yekon, Nakon. Let's say Midiraisa. Midirabon, I can tell you why. So, Kanas HaShav, I can make up all the Midirabon, whatever I want. I want to know Midiraisa. Should Shini HaChayzer be Koyen or not? According to those, according to Ketosis, everybody, according to Ketosis, most people except for Rabbi, hold that Shini HaChayzer is not Koyen Midiraisa. Why not? What's the chisor in Shini HaChayzer? Where is the deficiency in Shini HaChayzer? So I presented it one of two ways.
So if the pasuk is Asher Gazal, so you can once you can return it to the state of Asher Gazal.
Okay. Question is that going to be the pasuk that's going to be the engine driving this? Oh, okay. So let's present the following hakimah. I have the shita here, which is clearly a bai shita. Probably everybody else's sheet also to some degree, except for maybe Tosfos and Rabbah, that Shini HaChayzer falls short mid deraisa. One could present that falling short one of two ways. Either one could say, Shini HaChayzer is not a Shini. It's just not, it doesn't have the characteristics of a Shini. Shini means something that's changed permanently. Something that's changed temporarily is not called Nishtana. Easy come, easy go. It's a revolving door. Tomorrow's going to go back. Next day back. That's not a dover. That's not a shinui. It's felt in the shem shinui. And if it's felt, it's a chison of the shem shinui, then it's fundamentally the same chefza. And if it's fundamentally the same chefza, so then all the original dinim still carry over. Esdan carries over. Gezeila, chashavas gezeila carries it over. All halachas, the pen that emanated from the first chefza, carry over. If a Shini HaChayzer is a chisor to the etzem din shinoi, so then it's not a shinoi chaldi letter. Or maybe no, maybe that's the Rom Shah. Comes into Avram and suggests that maybe that's not the record.
maybe the correct shot in the deficiency in Shinui HaChozer is as follows. What is ultimately preventing a Goslin from being kind of the chayfetz that he stole? I walk into your backyard, I steal your animal. I become chayv and achrayis on that animal. Anything that happens that I'm chayv for, I have a quasi-kiddy gazela on it. Why doesn't it become mine right away and just give you money and call it a day? What is ultimately preventing that from happening? Since we spoke about this, there's one phrase in the Chumash that's preventing that. The Torah says, in big bold letters, the heishiv, the gazela. It's the mitzvah hashava. You have a mitzvah hashava. How could you? You can't talk two sides of your mouth at the same time. It's mine. We have to be mentioned it. For the fact that the Torah says you're mechuyev mitzvah hashava, the mitzvah hashava shavai is the me'akev in the kinyan. Could one suggest as follows? When you're being done on the mitzvah hashava, you're really being done on the gavra, namely, are you gavra have a mitzvah hashava or not? So one could argue that maybe the problem in Shini HaChozer is that when you have a Shini She'ein HaChozer, so then I will never ever be able to fulfill this mitzvah. This mitzvah has been taken from me for eternity. So the mitzvah HaShavas HaGazela doesn't speak to me anymore. When the mitzvah HaShavas HaGazela doesn't speak to me, so I'm a mele, by default I'm kind of, because the ultimate ma'akeh, the ultimate meneh, what prevented me being kind of was mitzvah HaShavah. Once the mitzvah shava has been removed from me, he said, I'm kind of the chayfetz. But if it's a shini hachayzer, what do you mean the mitzvah has been taken away from me? It's been taken away from me for the next 10 minutes, but it may come back and get it an hour from now. I'm not mufka from the mitzvah. The mitzvah still speaks to me. A little change in the structure of the item, hope it's focused. And the mitzvah is going to come back to life. So kol zman that I still have the opportunity to do the mitzvah with this chayfetz, the mitzvah still will tell us a lie. Abba Zoi, the mitzvahs will tell us a lie. So if there's a mitzvah, Sashav will tell us a lie. What's the problem? I cannot possibly be koinah. What's the difference between the first side and the second side? According to the first side, we're undermining the very etzem shinui shavoy. A shinui that's a chayzer is not called a shinui nechefza. According to the second side, a shinui chayzer is the same as a regular shinui. It's all like mitzvah nechefza, it's the same. But for gazela, for the gazel, to be kind, you need more than just a different chetzah. You need something that can be manei the mitzvah hashava. And the mitzvah hashava that's here, that's gone today, but back tomorrow, is still here, and it's still haunting me, and therefore it's preventing me from being kind. Who cares? What would the din be? Lu yitzuya. You can come up with a scenario where I give this esther to the zayna, and she does a shinui, right? She does a shinui, hachozer, lebriyasoi. What do you think about that? Apostle, shal deraisa, apostle of kosh l'gabi yomizbeach. What's the din? So it comes to the Rav Ram, says, depends. And he took some. If you hold that the etzem chisorn of a shinui hachozer in deraisa, that's not called a shinui. It's not a chetza. So then it's not called a shinui, it's not a chetza. It's the same chetza, it's apostle l'gabi yomizbeach, not Torah. But if you hold that a shinui hachozer is called a shinui, it's just that it's not a kind of a shinui that can affect the kingdom gazela because you're still mechuyev in the mitzvah shava. But a shinui mitzvah chefetz it is.
Then she
can. Then echaz it's not the same chefetz. That's the chefetz. That's the chefetz. It's not an eston anymore. It's kosher gabi mizbech. So eston zayin will be, strangely enough, will be the litmus test to achakir and echaz gazela. Is it a fundamental shadow? Is this a kolter kula dika different shinui? It's a chisarin and kolter kula zador shinui. Or it's a localized, it's not a clothing stick of the Nitzchi. So it's been proti as it plays out in terms of Chos Gezela, but it doesn't impact Shinui in other areas of Halacha. Shinui in other areas of Kutaka be a Shinui, notwithstanding the fact that it says the Bilos.
So according to the second way of looking at it, it doesn't seem right that the guy would have the ability to take himself out of that obligation.
I mean, he should do everything in his power to try to get himself back into it.
I'm gonna come up with a system. I would have had to return it, so I'm gonna make it so that I don't have
okay,
to return
okay, 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 okay. So if I say, so now, this was just the background. Now we have to learn the Gemara Sukkah again. Now we started off the Shia learning the Gemara Sukkah. Let's take a look at the Gemara Sukkah again. But now we hope we have a little bit more of a background to understand what's going on. So comes the Gemara and says,
L'kimiyu b'shinim ma'isa, back where we started. L'kimiyu b'shinim ma'isa. Let's be kind of this, adas with b'shinim ma'isa. Nah, it's not blue to a fair. Nah, it's not b'shinim ma'isa. Let's do it. What? Here the Gemara is willing, because the Gemara is wanting to make a good according to everybody who gets us into trouble. And even if you want to say Lutzach Eged, you want to fall back on Rabbi Yehuda's Lutzach Eged, this Shinoi is no good. Because the Shinoi ha'chayz l'b'riyasehu, the Shinoi ha'chayz l'b'riyasehu l'shmeshu. Out of all the different people throughout tonight's Shia, who is making this statement, who is not making this statement? Who are we comfortable, most comfortable making this statement? Who can we attribute this line to Gemara to? Shinoi ha'chayz is a garnished. It's enough. Lo shvei shinui. We'd be most comfortably ascribing this to? To whose version of Rashi? Only the Rush's version of Rashi, not Tosis' version of Rashi, right? That would be the easiest way of reading this Gemara. Which shita is this statement impossible to be read according to?
Tosis' version
of Rabba. That's off the charts. Not even in the ballpark to read because Rabba holds it's a shinui deraisa. Tupsukim, right? So it's such a wrong statement. I want to know the following. Most probably, like in life, the two extremes, as we always say many times, I'm learning in life, two extreme shitas are always easiest to explain, not necessarily correct, but always easiest in life to explain. When you walk a tightrope, when you take a little bit of both, that's when you run into the biggest problem to explain. You may be right, but you have a lot of explaining to do. The middle of the road shita here, the shita that holds, that shini achoizer, is not going to be a Torah, not as far as Tosis as Rabba, but is probably Konam in the Rabbanim, which was Abaye for sure, and according to Tosis, probably even Rav Ashi. Can that Agamar be read that way or not? Can Agamar be read within that view? That Shini Achaz also is Konam, albeit in the Rabbanim? Can we read this Gemara with a straight face? The Hadassah is no good. You know why? Because the shinich is the biyasa lo shvei shinui.
Same chefza.
It's not.
Well, again, I want to read this Gemara within conventional wisdom, within Abaye's view. But midaraisa, yeah, it's not a shinui, but midarabanan is. Can the Gemara say with a straight face, this shinich is biyasa is not going to help you? What is the Gemara saying? If this is Abaye authoring this line in the Gemara, if this is according to many Rishonim Rav Ashi authoring this line, if this is probably most Rishonim authoring this line, that really truly midirabanan, Hashini Akonya is Kona midirabanan, can this line still hold up? I'm going to have a hadas, and I'm trying very, very hard to fulfill a mitzvah. What? Mitzvah deraisa. I want it to be what midiraisa? Lachem midiraisa. Could we read the Gemara in the following way? Yes, the Shini Achazer is Kona. Yes, it is Kona. Midirabanan. That's not going to help me. On the first day of Sukkot. If it's a year like this coming year, first day Shabbos, I don't need a mitzvah deraisa to see it. But if it's the first day of Sukkot, I need deraisa of Lachem. So then I can read this with a story. I can write this Gemara. Shinei achayz l'biyase lo shvei shinei, just add a word. Lo shvei shinei deraisa. Midirabanan, of course it's good. Who said it's not good? Midirabanan, of course it's good. I didn't start giving them a base. Could the Gemara possibly be committing itself to this understanding? Owning something midirabanan may be nice and fine for dinei Torah, but may fall short for mitzvahs deraisa. This is what's phrase that's called Kinyan Derabbanan Mahari L'Deraisa, Kinyan Derabbanan Lo Mahari L'Deraisa. According to non-Rabba people, and according to non-Russia's Rav Ashi people, according to everybody in the middle, probably the majority of you, that Shini Achayz is Kinyan Derabbanan, can we still read this Gemara smoothly and say, yes, it's Kinyan Derabbanan, but no, it's not going to help us here. When the Gemara said Shini Chazos Lo Shvei Shini, the Gemara never meant it's not Kona at all. The Gemara meant it's not Kona with the Raisa, and that's enough to pose a challenge and a problem to our purposes of Hadas. So that really is what emanates from the last hour of our discussion and sets the stage for the second half of our sugya. Hope that's shown next week. From the Purim, so we'll put that in hope. And so 2 weeks from now, we'll pick up a distakuda according to all these middle groups of Rishonim, which is probably most. Is the Gemara taking a stand on this radical, radically and super simply important question? I'll mention next time.
We had the same issue with Yeish.
It's all part of the old story.
Why would it not? Why would it not be?
What, I mean, why is the Kinder Rabbanan not working with their ISIS? That's the whole shit.